Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and with me this morning, live in person, I have Brenda Thayer from Telehealth. And on the phone, I have Amy Zanazowski from the Sitka Counseling. Ladies, both thank you for being present, both physically and virtually.
Thank you for having
us. Good morning.
All right, so why don't we get started? The main thing we're going to be talking about today is the Sitka Cares program. And this is a grand collaboration between more than just telehealth and Sitka Counseling. Mm-hmm. Amy, do you want to give an overview of what this collaboration, this partnership is?
Yes, definitely. We'd been talking about 3 years ago, Brenda and I had talked about bringing postvention suicide awareness to our communities within Sitka and Yakutat. And this is kind of what we've become 3 years later. So Sitka Cares. We work with Search Health Promotions, with Monica, St. Peter's Church, Julie Platson, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, Melody, Neurobehavioral, Melissa, myself at Sitka Counseling, Denise at the Public Health Nurse, and then Brenda with Teladoc. So there's a variety of behavioral health providers in the community that come together, and we have monthly meetings to go over how we can promote mental health and suicide awareness and things that people don't necessarily want to talk about or aren't always at the forefront. But lucky for us, COVID has hit, and so mental health has become something that's very talked about, and it's really important because isolation it's just tough to deal with.
Yeah, even things like I definitely consider myself an introvert, and I've always thought, oh yeah, I like my own, you know, my own personal space and time. And then it's like, whoa, man, you get served a little bit more than you're asking for. Even for us introverts to have so much time alone and separate, we've never really had to deal with this before, not on this scale and for this length of time. And it definitely has thrown me for a loop. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, it's really pretty comforting and actually kind of surprising to hear of that, Amy, that list you just gave me of all these different organizations and people who are here for mental health and for supporting us. And goodness, it's kind of a relief to be like, oh gosh, it's not just one option. There's many different forms that people can go to seek out help. Mm-hmm. And Brenda, before we got on air, you made a good point of you don't need to have some major mental health issue in order to need help, to maybe talk to a counselor. Mm-hmm. So with what's going on right now, what's kind of been popping up that you've been seeing with people that how this whole new normal is affecting us?
Yeah, so there's been, I've been seeing a lot of people feeling incredibly anxious. You know, they're on social media a lot. They're watching the news a lot, watching all of the updates, especially our folks in the villages who are much more isolated, mm-hmm. and they don't have access to healthcare like the larger communities do. They are really, really watching to see who's coming into their community, who's leaving, are people getting tested. You know, so they're spending a lot more time on social media and the news than they ever have before. So it brings up a higher level of anxiousness and deep concern, especially for their elders. And then we're also seeing a lot of depression because people are having to spend more time at home and they're not used to that. You know, they're working from home, they're ordering groceries from home, just spending a lot of time alone or with their family. When COVID first started, you know, we had parents who were used to working and sending their children to school. Now all of a sudden they're working from home, their children are going to school from home, and they're having to balance all of this. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. And I feel like if there's maybe this is my own coming from my own crazy brain, but there's the expectation of, yeah, it's new and it's different, but everyone else seems to be doing okay, so I should be doing okay too. And then there's that extra anxiety when your neighbor might also be in this place of like, holy crap, I can't handle this.
Right.
To have these resources that you can talk to someone.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had a Sitka Tribe of Alaska helped us develop a flyer that went out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also posted on Sitka Chatters several different phone numbers for people to call, crisis lines, our local, mm-hmm. some of our local mental health agencies here in town. There's also some text crisis lines for people who prefer to text rather yeah. than talk. I mean, there's so many options out there. And that's part of Sitka Cares is we're here to let people know there's so many options.
Mm-hmm.
Just reach out. We're here. We're here to help.
And then all of those, we'll have all those numbers that you said you've been posting to Sitka Chatters and different things on Facebook.
Yeah.
We'll have them when this interview goes up on our website, kcaw.org. Okay. We'll have those resources, those links there too.
Absolutely.
Something, oh goodness, it was just left my brain. But something to talk about of a lot of people.
Erin,
yes.
Oh, I was just going to pipe in and talk about a little bit of self-care as well.
Oh, yeah.
That we get so overwhelmed with having to take care of all of the responsibilities as parents or, you know, caregivers or whatever it might be. And taking that 10-minute walk around the block or just getting outside and sitting in your chair and breathing, you know, taking mm-hmm. in that 30 seconds of breath. And reflecting and just taking that moment for yourself. Sometimes people forget how ourselves are so very important. And if we're not taking that moment for ourselves, we can't give it to the people that need it too. And so whether it's a hike in the woods, a trip on a fishing boat, or, mm-hmm. Just a walk through downtown, just, you know, something to do to get out and take that moment for yourself is really, really important.
Yeah. And to consider it, it's not just some frivolous thing of that you could, that it's not a quote waste of time. You can still be productive and really helping yourself by taking time away from all the other busy work and all the other things that you've been worrying about.
Natural vitamin
sure.
D
I mean,
is
sometimes
wonderful.
Natural vitamin D is wonderful, as a friend has said. Yeah, it looks like today we actually might be getting some of that
mm-hmm.
too.
I hope so.
Definitely. And I guess one thing that some people might be concerned about is kind of the economic side of seeing things. So with folks who may or may not have health insurance, is this something that they can is still accessible to them and it's not going to, you know, break the bank?
Yeah. So one of the online forums that I work for, betterhelp.com, they you don't have to have insurance. In fact, they don't take insurance on that site.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've also got the crisis line phone numbers that people can call.
Yeah.
It doesn't require insurance to call there as well.
Wonderful.
And then a lot of our mental health agencies have a sliding fee schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll work with you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, goodness, you don't need another level of anxiety on
right.
top of what you're already feeling
right.
to be able to reach out and get help.
Money should not ever be a barrier to dealing with your mental health and mm-hmm. reaching out.
Yeah. Yeah, because mental health is still health. It's not something to be stigmatized.
Correct.
Yeah, this has been wild times.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond just COVID, of many of the different, oh my gosh, social changes that are happening throughout the world. It's
right.
it's a lot for us to handle, and
right.
it's okay if you can't,
right.
if it's a little too much of a burden to bear.
Right. Well, and the main thing, you know, in our villages, surrounding villages, they always focus on subsistence, but there's much more pressure with subsistence now because of economics
mm-hmm.
and not sure where the money is coming from.
Yeah.
Groceries are getting more expensive. You know, for a while there, when COVID started, some of our communities weren't getting groceries to them, and now
mm-hmm.
they are. People really banded together, which is beautiful to see.
Yeah.
In any moment of crisis, whether it's individual to a community or statewide or nationwide, you'll see this in the villages, that they really band together
mm-hmm.
to support each other. And so you had folks from Petersburg who were bringing food to Cake and Huna.
Mm-hmm.
Folks were getting food to Pelican and Tenneke Springs
from
Juneau. I mean, it's beautiful to see how people really support one another.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it has been, even here in Sitka with some of the different like delivery services and
yes.
people who are worried or at high risk for COVID that
yeah.
they didn't have to go out and risk their health and
yeah.
just anxiety in general.
Right.
It's really nice to see. I think that's a special thing about Southeast Alaska and about our towns
for sure.
together is
mm-hmm.
definitely a good sense of we help each other, we help our neighbors.
Yes.
And Amy, like you said, it's important also to take some time for yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be it can be really nice to have someone to talk to who their only purpose in that conversation is to be that sounding board. Yeah. You don't have to feel guilty or anything about doing an emotional dump on friends or family who are also feeling stressed.
Right.
Sometimes it can be nice, just even if it's just a one-off conversation, to be like, if you're feeling like it's too much, someone to have someone listen, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, Erin, I wanted to mention as well that we're doing a lot of our services now telebehaviorally. So if people are calling into our main number, 747-3636, and as long as you have an email address, we're able to contact, you know, get you set up to do telebehavioral health services with us.
Mm-hmm.
We actually haven't opened our doors to face-to-face appointments again or yet.
Okay.
I should say. So we are doing things locally, telebehaviorally, so that's also kind of a nice plus so that you don't necessarily have, you're comfortable in your own space and you're able to connect to a therapist that way, you know, during the week, Monday through Friday with us.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, we're just about out of time, but I wanted to go through and at least read on air some of these different resources. Amy, you had just mentioned Sitka Counseling's number is 747-3636. The search main line is 966-2411. And their search helpline is 877-294-0074. And there's also, if need be, there's always 911 if you're really feeling like things are a little too much to handle. And there's more information. There's the Alaska's Responders and Veteran Hotlines. All of those are going to be on the website, kcaw.org. Both Amy and Brenda, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and thank you for all that you do for the communities.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Bye.